Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I am Angelo Viola, and he is Joe Seff. Not to be confused with Joe. Joe Seff Gorskowski.
I don't want to talk about that.
Filling in for Stephen Labadie, who we're not sure where he is, actually.
I can find out.
Well, we should know. I mean, somebody should write this stuff down. Or no, what if he goes missing or something? How are we going to find him?
Hey, I knew yesterday, but today it just left me.
Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis on the board for The Fan. On the line with us, a couple of very interesting gentlemen. I've talked throughout the years I've been on this program. I've talked about groups of people who get together just once or twice a year, and it's a fishing trip, and they do it for years on end. I myself was part of one of these groups. I think we lasted 19 years. We were just short of 20 years. A group of us would go into Algonquin Park opening of trout season, and we would spend 7 glorious days somewhere in the bowels of Algonquin Park. We would change it up periodically. We would move lakes, but, you know, we'd do 3 or 4 portage lakes and then camp on a wilderness little speck of water out in the middle of nowhere. And in most cases, all of these people, and the group got up to 15 members towards the end. And all of these people it would go about their normal lives for the other 350 days. And we'd only meet once a year in Algonquin Park, and it was very cool. So I've always been fascinated with that. This group we're about to speak to right now may be in the Guinness. If they're not, they should be in the Guinness Book of Records, because they are now celebrating, this year they'll be celebrating their 50th year together. And joining us now to talk to us about the group are two of the founding members. Well, not necessarily founding members, but certainly two of the longest standing members, Carl Glatt and Kevin Murphy from MGM Fishing Trip. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourselves?
Just terrific.
Fantastic. First of all, congratulations on this milestone. I know to people who have never experienced this group fishing thing, they have no idea what they're missing. But congratulations from somebody who's very familiar with those outings. Congratulations on holding it together for 50 years. That's insane.
Well, it's true. It's been a marvelous ride. And from a starting point of two of my relatives inviting myself and my cousin on the trip back in 1971 until here we are today, 50 years later, and I've never missed a trip, and neither have several other people.
Now, well, first of all, what does MGM stand for? That's the name of the group.
It stands for the last names of all of our relatives. So it's Murphy, as in Kevin, who's with me. Glatt, that's my last name, and then Murray, who's my brother-in-law.
That's
nuts. So we're all relatives.
That is insane. Now, do these trips do they take place in the same location each year? Do you guys change it up? Like, what do you do?
So in 1971, we started on Dry Pine Bay up on the French River, and we're there for about 12 years. And as it's evolved, we've gone to different locations. But the last 30 years, we've been on the west arm of Lake Nipissing.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely outstanding. Now, how many people are in this group, by the way?
So there's it started with 4 founders in 1971, my dad. And I went on in year 4, my brother in year 2, and some other members along the way. And it's next year in June for our 50th, there's going to be close to 20 people.
20 people, 50 years of fishing together. That's crazy. Now, do you spend time? Obviously, this is all about family as well. Do you spend time together fishing other times of year? Or is this kind of the highlight for you guys all together?
No, this is really a one-of event each year. Occasionally, other members go fishing actually at the same location. Kevin was there earlier this summer for a second trip with just his family. But no, it's once a year. We have one planning meeting, and then we get together. It's been 15 for the last several years, and it could be up to 20 this year.
Good for you, man. I could imagine. I could only imagine some of the stories that you guys have got from playing pranks to some of the maybe little paranoias that you find. Because, you know, when you fish with somebody, on a, whether it's a weekend or a week-long trip, you learn a lot about them, don't you, that you don't normally get just by normal outings.
Yeah, you betcha. And, you know, the probably one of the most exciting things is having new members on the trip. So when we have our prep meeting, generally in around March or April, new members that join the trip will make a short speech to go on the trip. And, of course, they're going to be on the trip. But, you know, that's having their energy on the trip is one of the – bringing the useful energy on the trip is one of the best things. So,
good for you, man. Now, I understand that there's a capsule involved in this whole thing. You're keeping a capsule?
Yeah, we – back in 15 years ago – we buried a time capsule on the shore of Lake Nipissing. We've gone back occasionally just to make sure it's still there. But none of us can remember exactly what we put into it. So we're going to open it next June, and we'll see what's in there from 15 years ago.
Oh, you guys are killing me. I love it. This is absolutely outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. We want to wish you guys all the best. Now, you have a website, which is kind of amazing in itself. You have a website that's mgmfishingtrip.com. That's mgmfishingtrip.com. I urge folks listening to go check these guys out. It might inspire you to do this for yourself. It just looks like they're having so much fun. And
anyone,
just a great way.
Anyone who has not experienced family fishing trips or any family outdoor adventure, I mean, they're really missing the boat. No pun intended. And no. It's just a terrific way to build family relationships. And for us, it's been, as you say, 50 years. It's quite amazing.
And the fishing becomes secondary. You learn real quick that the fishing or the fish catching part of it is totally, it's very important, but it's secondary to the relationships and the bonds that are formed during these trips. And it's fantastic. And my hat's off to you guys. 50 years. I mean it. The Guinness people should be aware of this if they're not. And good on you. Absolutely outstanding.
Thank you.
All the best for your 50th, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us on.
Our pleasure. Carl Glatt and Kevin Murphy from MGM Fishing Trip, a group of folks, mostly relatives, that got together 50 years ago and started going on a fishing trip. And their 50th anniversary comes up this summer. Fantastic. Check them out. MGMFishingTrip.com. MGMFishingTrip.com. And, you know, talking about getting together with folks and families and friends and whatnot and using fishing as a great backdrop and excuse, this next guest has got a venue that is absolutely perfect for that. It's called Elmhurst Resort. And I've had the pleasure of meeting Ann a few times, Ann Marshall online with us, one of the owners, to tell us about this wonderful little piece of heaven right here on Rice Lake, an hour and a half from the GTA. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Have you ever heard anything like that before? 50 years of going on a fishing trip as a group? I mean, that's insane.
Well, that's how memories are made here as well.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, do you have groups that that have been coming back for years and years at the same time, same place type of thing?
Yes. We're actually into third generations now.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, family. I mean, the third generation.
That is absolutely incredible. Give folks a bit of an overview of Elmhurst Resort in case they're not familiar with it, although I don't know how anybody would not be familiar with it, but let folks know what you've got.
okay. Well, you know, I'm sitting here on Rice Lake this morning looking out at a beautiful lake. I see people fishing, but I heard some duck hunters this morning as well. Right. And we are sort of a little oasis on the north shore of Rice Lake. We have 30 cottages. We're open year-round. The property has 1 mile of shoreline, so there's lots of opportunity for people to just fish off their dock, which is how most families learn how to fish. And then graduate to a boat and then take a guide and go out onto the lake. Because we're open year-round, we need to have a lot of different programming. And so although fishing is available to us year-round now, we do offer ice fishing just recently. There is a full-service spa on board, and which is great. If your husband is an angler, and your kids are out with the dads fishing for the day, it's a perfect getaway for the moms. And in the cottages, of course, they're fully equipped cottages, but we do have a pub called the Wild Blue Yonder, and it speaks to our flying heritage. We have a runway on property and also a seaplane base. And this is the perfect time of year to take that float plane up and see the colors. They're quite magnificent at the moment. There's also a fine dining room here, and people can come in and enjoy looking out at the lake, watching the moon on the water, and having a great dinner at a white tablecloth dining room. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Now, Anne, you forgot the most important part of Elmhurst Resort.
Well, there's so many of them.
how about the wine cellar?
Mm. Well, that's a surprise when you come.
Oh, yes. My God.
It's becoming more and more popular for people to have receptions down there before their wedding, or if they're trying to entertain people, they bring them out to see the wine cellar. But also, they come out for Sunday brunch. And if you haven't had Sunday brunch with the sun streaming in at the dining room, and this wild array of everything from seafood to breakfast to, of course, we raise our own beef, our own turkeys and our own ducks. So there's quite a great menu happening as well. So I don't think we have enough time.
You say that so as a matter of factly. Of course, we raise our own beef and ducks. I love it. It is truly a remarkable operation. I've had the pleasure of being there a couple of times. We've shot some Fishing Canada episodes out of one of the cottages. I've sampled most of your amenities, and I got to tell you, you have to search far and wide to find anything that resembles Elmhurst. The best part about Elmhurst Resort is, of course, that it's on Rice Lake, which is, like I said, an hour and a half from most of us listening to this program right now. And that's the beauty of it. When you go out to Elmhurst, Rice Lake, if you're not familiar with it, by the way, about 10 years ago, MNRF did a survey on Rice Lake, and it had the most plentiful life forms per acre of any lake in southeastern Ontario. So it had more fish per acre than any lake, and it does. I can tell you from fishing it as a kid to adulthood, it is one of the best fisheries on the planet in terms of walleye, bass, muskie. I mean, it just goes on and on. A great fishery. And then you got this wonderful operation on the shores. It doesn't get any better. Now, I understand, first of all, you said that you now offer ice fishing, which is kind of new for a Rice Lake, obviously. But you've got some special weekends planned coming up as well. Can you tell us about that?
We do. And, you know, I'm happy to say that most of them are nearing or are already full. But we always do Wild Women's Weekends in the fall. And this was because so many women had to stay home while their husbands went on the hunt. So we started making our own Wild Women's Weekends here, where they actually get to shoot at pumpkins.
Wow.
And, And it's pretty amazing watching women feeling the power of, like, you know, here are three different shotguns or rifles that you can use. And so it's all very contained and very safe. But watching somebody hit a pumpkin, and sometimes they even name the pumpkin. it's actually been quite good. So they do anything from belly dancing to yoga to whatever,
wow,
as well. And sometimes they consume a bit of wine. Yeah, that happens. But we also do fall for yoga your way, which is, you know, very, you know, very namaste. And yes. And we get a very different crowd for that. We have spa getaways that are midweek as well. And the snow kite weekend in January is amazing. If you've never tried snow kiting, the lake becomes the palette for this wonderful experience. Where people can actually learn and watch exhibitions of people who can snow kite. But when you see a child holding the kite and it takes them down the ice, it's a pretty amazing sport.
Oh, for sure. And it's all available right outside the GTA. It's called Elmhurst Lodge. You can check it all out at elmhurst.ca. That's elmhurst.ca, and absolutely wonderful, wonderful experience. Great for family, great for friends. You don't need an occasion because they have an occasion going on every weekend there, so you don't need to bring your own occasion. Ann and the rest of the team does a great job of making sure that every weekend is special. And thank you very much for joining us, and have yourself a wonderful fall season.
Well, Angelo, you too. That, you know, we have three generations on site right now working, and we're all working on the business. But you know what? We live here and we love it, and we haven't seen you for a while, so you better come on back.
We'll do that, Anna. I appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Ann Marshall, Elmhurst Resort on Rice Lake. You got to check it out. Go to their website. It'll blow your mind. Elmhurst.ca. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.